if we get that Europa League boxed, which we should do, it should already be sorted, we know.
This is what Phil was arguing in his article, wasn't he?
But, you know, I think Neil's alluded to it in his preview as well. You know, if you get it boxed off now, you win the next two, then you'll end with a game that doesn't matter. I think Phil talks about, you know, sending all the kids over to Switzerland to get some chocolate and cheese with holes in and cuckoo clocks.
Do a bit
and
of
stuff.
Skiing,
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
But, you know, I think to an extent, but that would help to an extent, wouldn't it? You know, and I think the other thing as well to sort of throw in is that I think Klopp's having a go at just getting some of the peripheral players in there to have a look at them. You know, you've seen debuts for a couple of the young lads. You've seen Teixeira come in, which is taking an awful long time to finally have a look at him. And you'd think that if those players now keep on impressing, that they'll get little goes here and there in games as well, which I think is a good thing because, you know, I think what's great about Klopp and having a new manager at the moment is that all the politics has been cast aside. So, you know, all the stuff about owners v manager,
who signed who,
academy versus Melwood, all that crap. All
whose
that's
priority
being,
is you the know, cup, who's the league?
Yeah, none of that matters at the moment. It's just all really simple. Play the way I want you to play. Go out there and win, and let's see where we end up. And I think the simplicity of it all is something that everyone's right behind at the moment. Obviously, you know, you get a few bad results and things are completely different. I mean, there's only, you know, the other thing is that, you know, we can sit here and try and predict how it's all going to go. And, you know, I'd probably sit there and go, well, we'll win every one of these, mate, because I'm, you know, that's the way I feel at the moment about it all. But, you know, I think we've alluded to it, haven't we, that, you know, you never know where things are going to go with injuries. Even in games, you know, you can do all the preparation you want in the world and you can play really well and then you can still lose the game on the whim of someone hitting a 30-yarder in or a bad decision or whatever. You know, Liverpool have had plenty of those days. So, I mean, I'm you know, if I'm being realistic and I'm thinking with my head rather than my heart, there probably are going to be games in that list that we'll lose. But, you know, I would say for definite we're going to win more than we'll lose.